Eagle Concert Classics continues with Aaron Shaw on 106.9 The Eagle.
Welcome back. We're back to the 80s party with Eagle Concert Classics. When you hear the name Olivia Newton-John, you definitely think of that squeaky clean image, that sweet girl next door. But this song, totally the opposite. The video featured her in some very tight workout gear, doing some aerobics. Now, this song was a number hit in the U.S. for 10 weeks. And at that point, the only song that was number one longer was Elvis Presley's Hound Dog. In fact, in the U.S., it was the best-selling single of the 80s. And the music video won Grammy for Video of the Year. Without further ado, here's Physical.
Right. You know what I mean? expression for years at a time. Love, the echoes of long ago. You needed the world to know they are instead to
you. You've given me
the dream that came through a million years. It lived on through all the tears. It came to set it to
dreaming of reality.
A million lights are dancing, and there you are, a shooting star. Another lasting world, and you're here with me.
The Eagle, you're listening to Eagle Concert Classics. I'm your host, Erin Shaw, and that was Olivia Newton-John with Xanadu. That was off the soundtrack Xanadu from 1980. If you don't remember the movie, well, it was a box office flop. It featured Gene Kelly in his very last role in a movie, and there wasn't much of a plot, but ELO made it into the soundtrack, the Tubes even made it into the movie, and Olivia Newton-John had a hit with this song. So the movie was basically like a roller disco fantasy sci-fi movie with not a lot of plot, but you've got Gene Kelly dancing, Olivia Newton-John on roller skates. I mean, ELO, it's got all of the makings of a great movie, right? Yeah, it was a flop. Confession time, I actually really love the movie. It's so cheesy, but you know that going into it. And if you don't take it too seriously, it's actually a lot of fun. I don't admit that very often, but yes, I love Xanadu. Up next is a band who had some of my favorite music videos in the 80s, and actually, I'm super, super excited. They're going on tour. Yeah, they haven't been in the U.S. for a tour for over 14 years, and they're going to hit the D.C. area coming to the Capital One Arena on November 20th. When I told my mom on the phone that they were touring, I'm pretty sure she was jumping up and down. That's one of her very favorite bands. She loves Phil Collins, and I can't wait to see them live again because I saw them 14 years ago. Here's Misunderstanding. 106.9 The Eagle. You're listening to Eagle Concert Classics. I'm your host, Erin Shaw, with an 80s party. That was Genesis with Invisible Touch. That song was a number one hit for them. They had 17 top 40 hits in the U.S., but this one was their only number one. Phil Collins said when he was writing the song, he was really influenced by the 84 hit by Sheila E., The Glamorous Life. The song was written by Prince. And, of course, this song referenced in the movie American Psycho. Christian Bale tells the man that he's about to kill that this album is an undisputed masterpiece. I mean, it is a good album. The last song up is a definite party song. It went to number two on the charts, and the video featured the wrestler Captain Lou Albano and her very own mother. I'm talking about Cyndi Lauper. Here's Girls Just Wanna Have Fun.
The girls,
106.9 The Eagle. You're listening to Eagle Concert Classics. I'm your host, Erin Shaw, wrapping up an 80s party edition. That was Cyndi Lauper with Girls Just Want to Have Fun. It doesn't get much more 80s than that. Next week, we're going to be hearing a rock and roll road trip. And don't forget, if there's something you want to hear, text me at 800-222-1069 if you want to hear a certain band or you think a combo of bands would sound cool together. Let me know. You can also email me at erin@1069theeagle.com. Have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll see you next week.
Brought to you by Manning Media Marketing Solutions, the mind of a marketing agency, the muscle of a media company. For more information, go to manningmediainc.com.